Get ready for your daily dose of WordPress and web development tips, tricks, and insights to help you find success with WordPress. You're listening to WP the Podcast with your hosts, David Blackman and Tim Streifler.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to another episode of WP the Podcast. I'm David Blackman.
And I'm Tim Streifler.
Tim, in episode 210, today we're going to talk about how being a business owner gives you freedom. Do you enjoy being a business owner, Tim?
Yes, absolutely. And obviously, there are so many different things you can do as a business owner. A lot of our audience are building websites with WordPress. And so you may or may not be at the place where you're working for yourself completely. You might have a full-time job and doing WordPress on the side. But here's some of the things that you can look forward to when you make that jump and you become your own boss, own your own business, and work for yourself completely.
Absolutely. First on our list, and one thing I love the most, is I have the ability to set my own hours. So if I'm a night owl and I like to work in the wee hours of the morning, and truthfully, a lot of web developers that I know have that schedule. Yeah. I'm an old guy. I don't. I'm a get up in the morning early kind of guy. I work through the day. I like my nights off, and I Netflix through the wee hours of the morning. So, But I have that flexibility, and I know Tim's very similar.
Yeah, I'm the same way. I get up pretty early, and some days earlier than other days. I don't like working nighttime. I do occasionally if I absolutely have to. But on the subject of setting your own hours, I like that in the middle of the week, I'm going to go and take a long lunch with my wife, or you know what, I'm going to go on a hike with my wife and my dog. And you know what, I don't have a boss. I don't have someone saying I have to work these hours. I can do what I want when I want. And so that's one of the major reasons why I love owning my own business.
Yeah, and I was going to say that, but so I'm glad that you did. Yeah. I noticed that we hadn't put that on our list, and I thought, man, the flexibility of when you want to take off is huge. So yeah, why don't you go on the next one?
Yeah, the next one on the list is you can work as much as you want or need to. Now, David and I don't want to say that we're workaholics, but we are very ambitious, and so we have a lot going on. You know, we have client projects, we have our product business, we have WP the Podcast, and then our course. And so we end up working a lot. But the benefit is, as I mentioned, is you can work as little as you want. And so if you want to take time off, not work, that's great. You know, you might not hit some of those goals you have, some of those financial, I guess, yeah,
financial goals, milestones.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. But yeah, that is a benefit, is you can work as much as you want or as little as you want.
I got your back, Tim. Don't worry. I got your back. Here, speaking of working as much as you want or as little as you want, our good friend Tim here, you know, by the time you're listening to this episode, we're pre-recording them. He will be lounging on a nice beach in Hawaii because he's taking a week vacation. Him and his wife are heading over there. She just graduated from school. It's kind of a birthday graduation, vacation,
grad school
party, you know. So congratulations, Courtney. Happy birthday, Courtney. And I know you guys are going to have a blast over there.
Yeah.
Last but not least, even being in Hawaii, this is applicable. You can work from anywhere. You know, I am a digital nomad. My wife and I sold our house 2.5 years ago, bought an RV, started traveling, and we've worked from Yosemite, Sequoia National Forest, all the way from the West Coast over to the East Coast to the National Island Seashore at Fort Pickens Campground in Pensacola, Florida. If you've never been there, it is stunning and beautiful. But I absolutely love the flexibility of working from anywhere. And Tim's going to bring his laptop. He can work from Hawaii.
Yeah, definitely. And that is a huge benefit. All I need to run my business is my laptop and an internet connection. Actually, I can do a lot of stuff from my smartphone as well. And so, yeah, going to Hawaii this next week, I'm going to be working there. I'm going to be taking off as much time as I can, but got to keep everything, got to keep the ship going the right direction. So I will have to do a little bit of work. But I love being able to, like David and I, we spoke at WordCamp Phoenix. You know, it took a couple days. I brought my laptop and got work done while I was there, and traveling home to visit family in California, same sort of thing. I'm not taking time off completely. I'm bringing my laptop, and I can work from anywhere.
Awesome. Well, we've come to the end of our show, But before you go, please hear me out on a few ways you can stay in touch with us and contact us directly. First of all, if you like the show, it would be amazing if you subscribe to it on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search for WP the Podcast. That way you'll never miss an episode as they come out every morning. Also, we love hearing from our listeners, so head on over to WPThePodcast.com where you'll find our contact form. Send Tim and I an email. You'll also find our social media handles, and you can sign up for our newsletter. Until tomorrow, we'll see you then.
Take care. Bye-bye.
We've come to the end of today's episode of WP the Podcast. Join us tomorrow for more daily tips and strategies designed to help you run your WordPress business towards success. Remember to subscribe to WP the Podcast so you can stay up to date with each episode. And don't forget to rate and review us. We'll see you again tomorrow, right here on WP the Podcast.